This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, just because you're born with something doesn't mean you'll get to keep it forever. It can be wisdom teeth, tonsils, moles, skin tags, kidneys, your appendix, your hair. These things just seem to disappear as we get older, but most of us get to keep both of our legs. But then most of us aren't. A 69-year-old man visiting Australia on a rafting trip, he slipped on a rock in a river and got his leg stuck in a crevice, partially submerged, kind of like your worst nightmare, Mike.
Yeah.
And after a 20-hour effort, rescuers realized that they weren't going to get him free unless they amputated his leg. So they amputated his leg. Now that sucks, no doubt about it, but he still has a butthole. And I only say this because a woman in Virginia, yeah, she's not so lucky. Due to complications from Crohn's disease, doctors had to remove her colon and rectum and then stitched her back door shut. Now medically, the procedure is known as a protectomy, whatever. But it's been nicknamed Barbie butt because, well, you can probably figure that one out on your own.
Protecting me butt.
Yeah, protecting me butt. But these are just some of the stories that we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. And this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your answer, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
To be a part of the big show, the random question. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but Charles, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4226. What a large and charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of your guess is as good as mine. You're not going to believe our categories today.
What do we have today?
What Americans plan to eat for Thanksgiving.
Get out of here.
That is exactly right.
I can't imagine what that would be.
A new poll asked people what they were planning for their Thanksgiving table. And for starters, 19% of people claimed they are not celebrating Thanksgiving this year.
Really?
So a fifth of the population is not doing Thanksgiving dinner.
I wonder if that means they have to work.
But the other 81%, they are celebrating. So we have the top 10 most popular food items that you will see on the table there for Thanksgiving dinner.
I'd like to think we could get through that list.
You know, I would hope so. That would, these are the
few sides change family to family, but overwhelmingly, about 90% of everyone's meals is the same, right?
The tried and true, so to speak.
A tofurkey.
Yes. And since we're in the gray days, so to speak, of fall and winter, we have the best countries in the world if you are a tourist and would like to visit.
Okay. All right.
So if you like traveling, six, by the way, are in Europe. Two are in Asia.
Okay.
One is in North America. And one is its own country all to its own.
Okay. All right.
All right. So the best places for tourism, those are the categories. With your guess is as good as mine. Oh, what else do we have for you today? Oh, found out from Steve Miggs this morning from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. Apparently, Taryn Daly came up with some kind of challenge, or the morning show did, where it would help if you could give some money for Coats for Kids today.
Right.
But by tomorrow afternoon, I believe the goal is $6,900.
That is correct.
For Coats for Kids. The goal is to get a brand new coat on 2,500 kids. $20 puts a brand new American-made coat on a kid in the Pacific Northwest that needs one. If we reach that number by tomorrow afternoon, she's going to have to sing some song, Christmas-wise. I can't remember the name.
Father Christmas.
Father Christmas.
Father Christmas, give me some money. Remember, we did it a couple of years ago.
She already sang part of it.
She did, but apparently, from what we heard from Miggs, she was not proud of her performance. I believe the word embarrassing was used. That's according to Miggs.
So if we get this number, she's going to sing it at live night? Is that the idea?
I believe.
Okay.
It was kind of a quick drive-by, but he was explaining it to us. I'm like, and
hey, look, Washington State Council firefighters, they do a lot of good. 2,500 coats, that's a great number. So if you could, please go to KISW.com, donate what you can. We'll see if we can hit that number by tomorrow afternoon and make Taryn do that on live night so she can embarrass herself in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, the goal here is that she really doesn't want to. So we're hoping if we raise the money, then she has to.
That's exactly right. Hey, today is the day that we do our random question. Question 206-803-ROCK, and there go the phone lines. If you're on hold, we will reset those bad boys.
They were literally just there.
And you can call back. Golly.
That was quick.
Okay.
Happens quick.
All right.
Happens fast.
I'll give you guys a wacky test run random question. And I want to think you guys to think hard about this because I know you guys enjoy movies.
Yeah. Some of them.
What scene from a movie would you never want to happen to you in real life? Or the scenario, whatever the deal is.
I mean, look, that's easy because there's movies like Saw, okay? Yeah. Now, I've not seen Saw, but I understand what the movie is, and my understanding is I don't want any of that to happen to me.
Human Centipede?
Well, I'm not completely out on that one, Miles. Like Amityville Horror.
Ned Beatty in Deliverance.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
I mean, there
Titanic?
Yeah, there are certain scenes.
But at least on Titanic, some people got off the boat, right? Ned Beatty, even though there's multiple characters, he's the only guy that got poked in his backside and asked to squeal like a pig.
There's a queasy scene in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Bring out the gimp.
Yeah, I mean, those.
There are some scenes in movies where you're like, oh, man, I don't think that this would be a great scenario.
Dude, the Vietnam scene in The Deer Hunter, where they're getting tortured.
Yeah. I mean, all those things are, but that's almost like too easy, right? So, like Friday the 13th, we get it. Nightmare on Elm Street, like, sure. I think you nailed with, like, Deliverance. You know, something, even though it's a sad statement, more likely to happen is that I am sodomized by a hillbilly in the woods. I would think
it could be
that my daughter being possessed by Satan. Like, I don't want to deal with the exorcist, but I just feel that that's unlikely to
happen.
What
about Misery?
Yeah, that's definitely a bad one.
It's one of those where you don't want to be in the bed, right?
No.
No.
And that's the only scene anyone ever brings up from that movie. Like, Kathy Bates won an Oscar for her role, right? Everyone's like, yeah. The sledgehammer scene. That's it. That's all anyone cares about. They don't care about your acting chops.
How about the scene in The Godfather when Sonny pulls up to the toll booth?
Oh, gets this mowed down. Spoiler alert.
You know it's going to happen at one point in time in your life. You just don't know what toll booth it's going to happen at. So hopefully you'll avoid
toll roads
at all costs, correct?
I mean, yeah, but at least he just gets shot. That's pretty quick.
He gets shot a lot.
But like you did not know where this was going to occur, but it will.
But maybe they told you in advance,
How about this one? You're Apollo Creed. You got to fight that Russian.
Now, see, that one, you know what's going to happen. Because so far, I've avoided fighting Russians. And they go, hey, Ted, some Russian dude, and you're like, oh, man, this is it. Although, to be fair, it is Apollo's fault that he died in that scene because Rocky wanted to throw the towel in. Apollo refused to let him do it.
Throw in the damn towel.
That's right. I'd go with the premise of The Martian. Basically, you get stranded on Mars. That is the most isolated I've ever felt watching a movie.
I was going to say, I mean, even just Castaway.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that would
Apollo 13.
What would bug you more, Castaway or The Martian?
The Martian, 100%.
Because with Castaway, there is some chance that somebody's going to come get you, that somebody might just happen upon you. The Martian, you're on Mars. You all by your doggone self.
You are, but here's the difference.
They think you're dead. They're not looking for you.
But the guy in Castaway, he's talking to a volleyball and going crazy.
Right.
At least Matt Damon has communication with human beings. They're trying to figure out. Look, it's not an ideal scenario. I'm just saying.
I mean, you got
to
know your stuff. He was very good.
He's an astronaut. I'm just saying, Castaway, he's what, a package delivery guy.
Yeah, right? He works for FedEx.
You're now on an island by yourself. Survive, figure it out, right? There's no, at least the astronaut. And look, I understand your situation.
But at least, like, as dire and as impossible as it is, I could still go out into the ocean, swim as hard as I can.
And die.
And try my best. Like, there's a chance. With Mars, it's like, well, I'm here.
But I've got air. I mean, look, it's not ideal. Neither situation is ideal, but at least with the Martian, even if they're lying to me, like, hey, man, we're doing everything we can here on Earth to get your ass out of there.
I'm
that might
the
be
helmet.
A complete lie.
I'm pulling the helmet, dude.
But it gives you some hope. Castaway, it's like I'm talking to a volleyball, and I cried when it floated away. Things. Somebody did point out that Jaws.
Yep.
Okay. Fargo, I'm guessing a wood chipper. The House of Wax scene where they get their Achilles cut. God, man.
Oh,
yeah.
God,
yeah.
Reason we asked, what scene from a movie would you not want to happen in real life? It is one of the most famous scenes in movie-making history, and it just played out in real life on an Italian island in Sicily. The Guardian reports that a severed horse's head was found on the property of a local contractor located near Palermo. That's a weird spelling. Placed on the seat of one of the construction vehicles. The remains of a pregnant cow and her calf were also found on the estate. The well-known businessman reported the incident. Other threats he's received have happened previously. Police suspect he may be being targeted by a Sicilian mob.
That's what it might be.
For not complying with something, either financial or another demand. The discovery, reminiscent of the scene in the 1972 Godfather, in which Francis Ford Coppola decided to shock audiences by having a movie producer wake up one morning to find a bloodied horse's head lying next to him in bed. I cannot comprehend such barbarity, according to the local mayor. And she said she's standing in solidarity with the contractor over a move that seems to take us back to medieval times. It is like a scene from a horror movie.
They or the that, Godfather.
Leaving the decapitated animal's head or other body parts is a common intimidation move by the Sicilian mafia.
Yeah.
Long known for its brutality. It is not the first time in the area that such things have happened. Earlier this year, a goat's head was deposited at the home of another local contractor. While in 2023... a pig's head was left at the gate of a Messina police station. Meanwhile, a headless bird was found at a school in 2017. There are many other incidents. A lot of them are not reported.
Because it's the mob.
Yeah, dating back even further, including severed goat's heads wrapped in a box, delivered on Christmas Eve to the home of a sports director. It gave my wife a terrible fright. She fainted when she opened the box.
A terrible fright, yes.
According to the husband. When that happened at the
Have
time.
You heard the story about, what was the guy's name? Kevin Mitchell. He played for the 86 Mets.
All right.
I have to look it up. I don't know if it's really true or not, but somebody wrote in the book, basically, those guys are already kind of crazy. They're doing a lot of cocaine or whatever. He gets in an argument with his wife. Somewhere along the line, he gets so worked up that he pulls up the cat and decapitates it.
Good God, man.
Yeah.
Okay. I have heard the story about 2 years ago. I was going to go in for Who Sucks Less. It was just too much. But basically, a chick, she's arguing with her boyfriend, grabs his hamster and puts it in the garbage disposal.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah. Like they're fighting back and forth and just...
No.
And the problem was...
You didn't do a doggone thing here.
No, the only reason I didn't do it, because I found two other stories that matched with it, but as I went through all three, I'm like, these are freaking awful, man.
Yeah. It's like, you ever seen Boondock Saints?
Yeah, of course.
Right, remember that scene after, like, they had killed some people or whatever, and he comes back, and the guy's girlfriend is like,
oh, yeah.
He's like, the cat? The cat? Like, what's the effing name of the cat? He's got, like, a gun, like, say the name of the cat!
Hello, George. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
George, welcome to the program. Random question, question.
All right, let's see here. What do we have for you, George? Okay, George, a little bit personal here, but as far as when you're using the bathroom and you are sitting down, when you are finished, do you stand up to wipe? Do you continue to remain seated? And do you do that front to back, back to front? Do you have a certain...
Or side to side, like I do.
A certain technique that you use when using the bathroom.
I like to go back and forth and hear my butt cheek slap.
Well, first off, I'm a strong proponent of just using the bathroom outside. I live in Tacoma, so you know how it goes.
No, what's the thing
with
Tacoma?
We all do that down here.
Tacoma, you just pee outside?
Well, I'm talking about going number two.
Well, yeah. All right. Well, you mean... Definitely standing up, taking care of yourself. I'm also a big player in opening the door when other friends or my lady's using the bathroom, just to sneak a quick picture of them to see what they're doing and how they're doing it themselves. So.
Okay. Well, that's not really comforting, George. I don't.
No,
that might be when people go to the bathroom outside.
I guess that's why you're eating Thanksgiving alone.
It's like a little sneak attack.
Okay. And what do you do with these pictures?
Well. Send them to friends, you know, just blackmail every now and then. But
the guy who poops outside is
blackmail. What do you get in exchange for a picture of me taking a crap? I mean, like, you got this picture. I don't want to give me $10,000. Like, no. No. Just post a picture of me taking a dump.
One of the most notorious is I was down at Scottsdale for my buddy's bachelor party. And it's like we had this huge house rented out. It's kind of like a mansion. And I realize he's upstairs, you know, using the bathroom, and the door's unlocked. So I walk by like once or twice. I go, this is ridiculous. So I just throw the door open with the camera on. I just go, what kind of fish you want to eat? The halibut? And he's just like, he tries standing up, covering himself. Just, what are you, some kind of weirdo? Get out of here. You know,
that's pretty natural reaction.
Yeah. And hopefully he just said yes. Yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of weirdo. Do you wipe standing up or sitting down?
Standing up.
I'm a standing upper. Stander upper.
I'm a stand up. I stand up every time.
Right? Yeah, I sit.
Okay. Well, someone just sent in a text that says, who the F wipes standing up?
Right. I'm
like, 75% of this room.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You wipe sitting down?
Yeah. You just lean over to one side.
I just feel like I can't get
enough cleanliness. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got to stand up and assume an athletic position.
Yeah, okay. I feel like if when I'm standing, and it's just me, I get bigger.
You guys like throw a leg up on the toilet to get some, you know, torque
in there?
Only
if it's dry.
I have to be careful because sometimes in my own bathroom, all of a sudden I'm a dog. And I start like spinning around. And now it's like, why am I wiping on the side? Like, what am I doing?
Oh, you mean if you're sitting down?
No, if I stand up. Like, I'll get off the throne, and then before I realize that I'm wiping, like, well, let's look in there. And then all of a sudden, I'm kind of sideways, and now I'm wiping.
As they say, despite your years of experience, doctors are saying most people have been wiping incorrectly.
Damn it.
It's a bit embarrassing to hear, but the truth is our trusty old wiping technique might not be up to mark. Alarmingly, our common toilet errors could be posing serious health risks.
Uh-oh.
Now, experts flag the blunder on wiping back to front, which can introduce harmful bacteria to places that it shouldn't be, increasing the risk of unpleasant infections. Now, the advised method is clear front to back, moving from urethra, if you have one, toward the bottom, safeguarding against any bacterial transit toward the urethra.
Okay.
All right.
Keep your urethra clean. I've been saying it for years.
The health was enlightened by a gynecologist who warned there are far more bacteria in the rectal area. That's why you want to avoid dragging the toilet paper in the other direction toward your urethra, because this backup could contribute to a urinary tract infection. It turns out there's a Goldilocks amount of toilet paper that ensures cleanliness, frugality, and plumbing friendliness. Yes, clogged toilets are also on the list of issues from improper toilet paper use. According to the director of hygiene, the optimal number, how many sheets of toilet paper per bathroom visit, just the squares?
I mean, depending what I've done, but I'll go with my average, I don't know, 4.
It should be 10.
10, all right.
10. Obviously, this can depend on whether it's number one or two, but essentially, try not to wrap yarns of toilet paper roll around the back of your hand.
Right.
To reduce waste if possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, according to Cushionell, stats show that folks usually use 7 to 15 sheets, a habit that might not be so eco-friendly no matter the sheet count.
Somebody here says, sit to wipe, you freaks. Mike, what's wrong with him?
Who knows?
Wants to know what's wrong with us.
I know.
I've always done it. Yeah,
it's,
always.
It's my normal way. More of the random question coming up, 206-803.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We rock. 99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Getting close. We're doing it live. Live night. Friday night, December 13th. Show box soda.
Yeah, man.
Every single thing on stage is live, and you get to participate.
Yeah, man.
As part of our live studio audience. Play a little big dummy, so to speak.
Yep.
I believe, Ted, you're going to be put to the test with live Ted versus the FCC live on stage. I believe Castle wants to do it.
Okay, well, it depend on the fantasy football thing with the morning show? So, in other words,
very well could.
One of them goes down, because we know they're going to be there.
Yep, absolutely.
If that happens, I hope Taryn's team loses, because Sarah, so far, is the only person that has not tried an FCC.
Yep. Not only that, but everything live. All the music, I know the band's already been practicing for everything from just, you know, singing all the jingles that we do, all the music you hear on the commercials. All the commercials will be live reads, all the sound effects. Everything will be live on stage.
Yep.
And you get to take part in our live studio audience. And tickets start at just $35. So they are on sale at KISW.com.
By the way, we got a few texts here. We ignited quite the firestorm with the question about how do you wipe? Do you sit or stand back to the front?
All right.
Just a small sample. It says, get a bidet if you don't already have one. It's life-changing. Someone else, let's see. Wipe front to back to avoid the attack. What the F is wiping back to front straight to their shaft? Sitting down in front to back. That's how they wipe. Says nobody used a bidet. Paper only spreads the poo around. Y'all walking around with feces between the cheeks.
Yeah. No, I clean better than that.
You guys are freaking weirdos. You need to sit and wipe. You stand and wipe, your ass cheeks are stuck together already. Someone else asks, is that an East Coast thing, wiping standing up? Maybe. Now that you pose the question, I'm like, it might be.
Could be.
How do none of you own a bidet? Step into the future, my boys.
I want to.
Someone else, guys, do you pull your pants down to take a leak? Standing up to wipe. Ugh. And then someone, I like this, it says, I take the Martian scenario over the human centipede any day.
I agree.
Stand to wipe. Y'all crazy.
I think it's the same people are sitting down and wiping. I've never in my life, until maybe the last four or five years, it came up. Have you tried it?
I have tried it after someone said they do it, and then a bunch of other people are like, yeah, I sit too.
Yeah.
And it's fine. Lean it's just on not my side. Go-to. I know. I'm better standing up. I don't know.
Man. More comfortable that way.
All right. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
What's going on, everybody?
Hola. Chris, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. What part of you is missing, Chris? What part of you is missing?
Wisdom teeth, tonsils, appendix.
Castle got what? Some moles removed.
The tip of your finger.
Well, I do have my appendix removed. I had boat surgery for that. I was South China Sea on an aircraft carrier, got that removed.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I survived boat surgery. That was terrifying.
How long between?
Navy, how did you? Are terrible.
So what is the sign that something's going wrong with your appendix? Is it just exceptional pain?
Oh, I was doubled up. And so if you ever look up how we sleep on the ship, the little racks that we have, I had a middle rack. And it was so bad that I couldn't crawl into my bed to sleep. And I had to crawl down 6 flights of stairs just to get to medical to get looked at. And the lady said, oh, no, this is cleaning stations. you have to come back after we get done sweeping and mopping the floors.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not. And so I had to crawl back up. Like, I waited 3 days. Like, my appendix was almost ruptured. The doctor told me if I would have waited another day or any longer, I would have died on that ship because they didn't have the equipment to pump my stomach if my appendix would have ruptured.
It doesn't matter if you're on land. They will say the same thing. It does not matter where this happens.
It's part of the Hippocratic Oath is, you know, I will care for people, blah, blah, blah. And then also I will let them know, had they been any later, they would have died.
You could have died. Is there anything else on you that's gone?
My wisdom teeth are gone. And I think that's it. I'm missing my skull, but that's about it.
Okay, what about this? Do you have any hair loss?
I do have a small little patch that's gone from where I cracked my skull in 3 pieces.
Okay. Well, yeah, there
you
go.
How did you do that?
I wrecked a four-wheeler at a high rate of speed. That's about all I know.
All right.
No one's seen it happen, and I lost 36 hours of memory because of it.
Wow. Were you wearing a helmet?
No, I was not.
Okay.
Lucky to be alive.
Were you drunk?
No, I was stone sober.
I'll be damned. Okay. All right. Normally, there's a pretty standard combination to that.
Usually.
Yes.
Usually.
Yes. Yeah. Reason we ask what part of you is missing: a mom who was forced to have her rectum removed and her anus sewed up to save her life has shared how humor has helped her cope with her condition, although she no longer farts, and that's not funny. At the age of 23, Megan Carey Brown of Charlottesville, Virginia.
Charlottesville.
On the West Side, is ready to have a colon and rectum removed.
A bunch of she stands to wipe.
Yeah. Due to the fact that someone put a tiki torch in there. No, the dangerous complication of Crohn's disease, which she had, known as a proctectomy. The procedure left Megan without a rectum, with her rear end stitched shut, a condition referred to as a Barbie butt.
Yep.
Like the doll. I was first diagnosed with Crohn's at 13 after suffering years of pain, fatigue, and hospitalizations. By the way, Megan is now 32. As a teen, I had to be homeschooled for a year because my symptoms were so bad, I was bedridden. My parents would find me lying on the bathroom floor. I couldn't walk to the bed. I was in so much pain, and I was constantly exhausted. So, although her Crohn's disease went into remission for a while, the symptoms returned during her college years. And by the time that Megan reached her early 20s, doctors informed her that her colon had become precancerous, leaving her with a critical choice: have it removed or risk developing colon cancer in just a few years. She said, "I was adamant I was not going to have my colon removed. I thought my life would be over if I had that done. I was in a very dark place, but I knew I wanted to have children and the prospect of facing cancer as a young mom, even if it was years down the line, pushed me to undergo the surgery. I decided to look at this as my second chance at life. In a single operation, her colon was removed, a permanent bag was fitted, and her rectum was then sewn shut."
Mm.
Of course, seeing the physical changes made to my body was a shock.
What happens if they left it open? Like, you have your rectum removed, your colon removed. If they left there, would stuff just fall out of it, I guess?
Well, could be. The problem, she said, was the recovery. The hardest part was being able to sit down. For 2 weeks following the surgery, I had to remain in a 45-degree position in bed to avoid putting any pressure on the stitches, which could cause them to tear. Standing was painful. Constant soreness made it even hard to do easy tasks. She also developed an excruciating rash under the sutures. I literally had skin falling off. My mom helped me care for the area using diaper rash cream and a fan to keep everything dry. Eventually, the skin did heal. Then we have another story, and this one is awful. A man was on a multi-day rafting trip in the Australian state of Tasmania and took a wrong step. Ended up in a nearly day-long nightmare scenario.
Oh, yeah.
So listen to this. The 69-year-old from Lithuania, he was traversing the Franklin River in a remote part of the state when, while scouting alongside the waterway, he slipped on a rock and ended up stuck in a crevice, partially submerged, by the way.
You loving this, Mike?
It took rescuers 20 hours to free him. They ultimately
had to amputate his leg above the knee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The man who has 5 decades of experience whitewater rafting was then airlifted to a hospital in critical condition. Basically, he was wedged like an hourglass. He had his knee trapped in rocks in a deep section of that rapid. Now, there were a number of hazards that we had to work around to gain access to the patient. According to a member of the rescue team, they used ropes and pulleys, airbags, and hydraulic tools, but they were unable to move the rocks and free the man.
Damn.
The rescue was the worst-case scenario of the worst-case scenarios, said a local police officer.
I would say it's the second worst scenario.
Every resource possible was used before the amputation. He remained hospitalized as of Sunday. The other 10 people on the trip are also airlifted out of the area. Now, my question is this. He is standing up.
Mm-hmm.
He is stuck. His knee is below the rock and underneath the water.
Right.
Did they knock him out to amputate him? In other words,
they had to.
Was he put under anesthesia while standing up in a river? They cut his leg off. Or is it a local? In other words,
I think a local, because if you knocked him out, how would you stop him from drowning?
Correct.
Yeah,
well, he was stuck in there. So he was stuck in the standing
He couldn't
position.
Have really drowned. He couldn't even fall over to drown because he was wedged in. Like, but either way, I bet you, yeah, it probably was a local. You're right. Didn't knock him out, I'm guessing.
But to watch this happen to you.
I would probably avert my eyes, I think.
Now, this is best I could. This is the scenario where that the bottle of whiskey really is the medicine.
Yeah.
Like back in the day. That really is the thing that maybe will just get your mind off it for a minute. It's not going to take the pain away. But just to get you in a mental state where you're like, you know what, just go for it.
Well, they probably tell you, we can't drink too much because it'll thin your blood out.
And then you'll bleed to death.
Right.
Jeez.
Random, I would take the risk. Random. Hello, Renee. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Random. Hi.
Hola.
Renee, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay. Renee, we'll be delicate with this one. All right. Use the use the words with the kids in the room.
Yeah, they are.
How
Oh, this should be fun then.
Do you groom yourself down there?
Nope.
You do not.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. And how long ago did you stop grooming?
Oh, I don't know. 15 years ago, maybe.
Does that mean your kids were about 15 years old?
No. No. Yeah. There's no reason. I stopped playing racquetball, so it kind of helped when I did that, but I don't anymore. So,
you're telling me that when you were playing racquetball fairly regularly, it helped to not have pubic hair? How so? I'm just curious.
Well, you're running around. You're doing a lot of side motion.
Yeah.
And so, it would hurt. It would rug burn.
Oh, okay.
Are you saying that you don't have anything down there?
No, I have.
She does
let
now.
It go.
All right. Could you put on a?
You took that song from Frozen to Heart.
Could you?
I don't think that's what she was singing about, Renee.
Okay. Yeah. We go down to the Great Wolf Lodge for the weekend, right? In your bathing suit, are you showing wolf, or is that kind of taken care of?
No, I'm not showing.
Okay.
All right.
Because it wasn't always like that in the 70s. How old were you when you first started grooming down there? Because, like, for a guy, at least for me,
I don't know, 20?
Okay.
20? All right. And how old are you now?
Oh, man, 60.
All right. Well, that's fair. I mean, that's fair.
All right. Well, how many, because one thing Miles and I have talked about before, and it sounds ridiculous, but we mean it, but it seems like decade by decade,
things
downstairs
change.
Grooming, and it's almost fashionable, right? So there was, like, the landing strip of the Flying V back in the 80s was a big thing. And then in the 90s, it was just clean, and that seems to be the thing. The 70s, it was, I'm adding Rogaine because I want as much hair as I possibly can. Did you follow any of those trends, or did you always sculpt the same?
No, I just cleaned up the sides.
All right, fair enough.
Kind of like a guy shaving his face. Yeah. Keep a little hair on top.
And soul patch.
Yeah,
just the important
parts. Cleaned up the sides and made sure that the pooter was nice and shaved.
It's all in.
Okay.
All right.
The,
I got you.
Okay. The pooter. Yeah. That's the word.
Yeah. All right.
We got you.
Reason
we asked, do you take care of yourself down there? Apparently the top trends for women's grooming in the UK have been revealed.
In the UK?
Yes.
I'm curious.
According to sales data from a UK laser clinic.
Ah, okay.
The Hollywood style, which involves removing all hair, was the most popular choice, accounting for nearly 70%.
Yeah, that seems to be the thing right
sales
now.
Sales in the laser clinic. This is closely followed by the Brazilian, or the landing strip style, and the classic bikini line. Further research involved 2,000 women found that 14% prefer a bikini line style. 20 just go for a little off the edges, so to speak, the gentle trim. While an equal percentage opt for the full Hollywood, which in our world...
What is the full Hollywood?
Brazilian.
Oh, okay.
Just shaved or waxed completely.
Or in this case, laser. They discovered that over half the women feel more confident after a haircut, so to speak, even though even if no one else is going to see it.
I'd say no one would know unless you show them or tell them, I guess.
They were likely to work on their bikini lines for an upcoming holiday, they
sure
said. Or for better comfort. Yeah, 12% do additional grooming if they're going to go out on the night, want to feel their best. Statistics from OnePoll.com show that an overwhelming majority, 65% of women, choose to shave themselves. Only 13% go to a waxing place. However, maintaining and grooming, they say, does come with its downsides. As a third of women said, the worst part about shaving, that's just dealing with the typical razor burn and ingrown hairs that happen anytime you shave. And when it comes to styling, half of the women surveyed said their area is based on their own preference, but admitted they sometimes tailor it according to their partner's preference.
Or like the Rachel from Friends.
A small 6% even confess that they are influenced by reality TV stars, like those from Love Island. Could you basically see what's going on?
I guess. I thought that was all pixelated.
No, it's all pretty well pixelated and blacked out. But
based on the size of the pixelation, you can guess. Because they don't even want to show pubic hair, right? So sometimes... they'll show a woman standing there, and there's like 2 pixels. And you go like, okay.
Right.
There's another woman standing there, there's like 15 of them. And you're like, okay, she is not shaving down there. They block it all.
Yeah, but I think you really only notice, you know, if you're on an old school back road, and you'd be like, oh, no, like nothing's been through here.
Oh.
I see. You know what I mean? It's just kind of unkept jungle. Yeah.
The least popular is the landing strip.
Blackberry bushes all over the place.
You said least popular?
Yeah, the least popular, yes.
Well, that was big in like the 80s and 90s.
That was huge. It looked like an exclamation point, you know?
The triangle or Bermuda Triangle is not as popular as it once was.
We used to call that the nacho.
Coming up much more popular is just the bikini line. So basically you're just shaving the edges there so that you can wear a bathing suit and have a clean look.
Without children staring and pointing.
All naturel, not doing a damn thing. Came in third. Trimmed, shorter, but not really shaped, is the second most popular style.
Okay, so same coverage as mowing the lawn.
And number one, that would be the Hollywood. The complete removal of all the hair in the
I had heard something similar. That's why I just kind of mow the lawn from time to time. If it starts getting a little unruly, there's some crabgrass in there.
That's pretty much it. Let me ask you this, Mike. Scots. You're married. So I assume your wife shaves her legs.
Okay, yeah, is it?
Now, does she pull the thing in the winter, all right? So summertime, wife's legs are going to be clean, period, right? Winter comes up, not so much a concern, but then... some event pops up and you have to wear like a dress or a skirt and it is the knees down.
No.
Because she's like, I'm not doing the whole thing. I'm just going knees down. I'm like, really, babe?
My wife's pretty immaculate, man. she doesn't take not perfect.
Just the knees down.
Knees down.
That's like one of those half men, half goat things.
Yeah, because she's like, we have to go to this stupid thing. I have to wear this.
It's like those pants that zip off and form shorts. You know what I mean? Like, if you're on a hike.
Dude, I'm with Mike, though. Like, for me, yeah. You gotta trim up a little bit.
Dude, it's your yard, man.
Right.
Don't make it look abandoned.
Right.
Even if it's been abandoned, don't let it look like that.
You don't want some guy walking home and falling asleep in it when it's snowing.
You don't want someone dropping an HOA note down your wife's backside.
Right. You gotta hedge it out in front of your place. You know, you need to just knock down the overgrowth a little bit there.
More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.